I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. New intelligence from the Multinational Joint Task Force says Boko Haram is stepping up one of their more heinous practices, child recruitment. Some of the kids are in their early teens and brainwashed by Boko Haram's manipulation tactics. Denise Godwin is with International Media Ministries.
There's several studies that were done on how terrorism groups recruited young people and manipulated their intentions and changed their goals through basically a marketing campaign.
International Media Ministries is taking media in North Africa and instead using it to point people to Jesus. They're currently producing and translating The Heritage Project, a docudrama with stories about the early church in North Africa. Learn more about IMM and how you can support their ministry at missionnews.org. And most kids attend school for years without ever hearing about Jesus. But for thousands of children in South Sudan, that'll no longer be the case. Bibles for the World is partnering with the Mailbox Club to distribute New Testaments across the country at the Minister for Education's request. Bibles for the World President John Podaiti.
We're very excited to see this opportunity, this door opening for the message of Jesus Christ to be brought to all the children of South Sudan.
Students in public schools will learn about Christ through Bible-based curriculum from the Mailbox Club. New Testaments provided by Bibles for the World will allow kids to dive deeper and explore Scripture themselves. Through this ministry, many will discover new hope and peace in a country plagued by instability. As the project begins, please pray for protection and guidance, and learn more about Bibles for the World's ministry in South Sudan at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.